And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. A 24-year-old was arrested for allegedly kidnapping and raping a 13-year-old girl. Police initially struggled to locate the suspect due to his undocumented status, with the police chief saying that the man was a ghost in their systems. I wonder why. There's a reason that it used to be criminal to enter this country illegally. Now we've got some states trying to give them houses. In Vermont, we're witnessing another assault on religious liberty as mid-Vermont Christian schools fight for its right to uphold biblical values. The school was banned from participating in state sport leagues after its girls' basketball team declined to play against a team with a male player who identified as female. School officials rightly believe that playing the game would force them to affirm something that violated their religious convictions. And in response, the Vermont Principals Association blocked the school from all sports participation, ending a 28-year membership. The school's now appealing to the Second U.S. Court of Appeals, arguing that their First Amendment rights to free speech and religious exercise are being trampled, not to mention their responsibility, first and foremost, to keep the children that play on their sports teams safe. And now turning our attention to Brazil, a concerning example of government overreach and censorship that soon could be making its way to America. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice has taken the extraordinary step of banning the social media platform X, claiming that it's part of a conspiracy to undermine democracy. The justice ordered the suspension of certain accounts he deemed to be spreading hate speech and misinformation. And when X failed to fully comply with his demands, the judge banned the platform entirely and even threatened to fine users who were caught accessing it through VPNs. That's a heavy-handed approach, and it raises serious questions about free speech and the role of government in policing online discourse. Just a reminder of how quickly authoritarianism can take root when it's left unchecked. Parents in Jefferson County, Colorado, have taken a stand against the school policies that's prioritizing ideology over student safety and parental rights. A federal lawsuit has been filed against Jefferson County Public Schools, accusing the district of violating parental rights by allowing a non-binary female to supervise boys' showers and forcing a female student to share a bed with the male on school trips. A lawsuit backed by the Alliance Defending Freedom alleges that the school district failed to provide truthful information to parents about who would be supervising and sharing accommodations with their children. It's a lack of transparency, and it prevented parents from making informed decisions about their children's participation in these school activities. And these parents are standing up not only for their own children, but for the rights of all parents to be fully informed and involved in decisions that affect their children's safety and well-being. Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.